The first shipment of iron ore from the Roy Hill mine in Western Australia is being prepared to leave Port Hedland. It'll be an historic occasion for Roy Hill's majority owner, Gina Rinehart. It marks the culmination of 23 years' work for the Hancock family dream of owning a producing iron ore mine. But while there will be celebrations in Port Hedland, the continuing decline in iron ore prices could mean a difficult road ahead for Roy Hill and for some of Western Australia's other junior miners, as Claire Nichols reports.
Hello.
Mrs. Rinehart, welcome to the site.
Thank you.
This was Gina Rinehart visiting the Roy Hill iron ore project in July last year.
This really is a project Australia can be proud of. It's going to be one of the biggest iron ore mines in Australia. It's also one of the largest in the world. It's all happening in Australia. If I die tomorrow, the project's here. It keeps employing Australians. And it's not just the project that employs, it's the related businesses.
17 months later, Australia's richest woman will farewell the MV Anangel Explorer from Port Hedland as it carries the mine's first shipment of iron ore lump and fines to Asia. In a statement released on Tuesday, Ms. Rinehart called it a momentous occasion.
To paraphrase the great Sir Winston Churchill, may I say to the employees of Hancock Prospecting and Roy Hill, the light of history shall shine on all your hard hats and the first Roy Hill ship.
Peter Strachan is an independent corporate analyst and the author of Stock Analysis. He says the $10 billion Roy Hill mine is set to be a significant new producer that's likely to ship high-grade iron ore to China, Japan and South Korea.
Well, it's going to be a fairly significant high-quality producer of hematite. It's a plus 60% iron ore grade in that ore body. They'll be ramping up starting at 20 or 30 million tonnes per annum and I think hoping to bring that up to 50 million tonnes by the end of next year. So it will be a fairly significant producer and, you know, at the top end of quality.
The maiden shipment comes 2 months behind schedule after a number of safety and legal setbacks at Roy Hill. But the biggest challenge the mine could face is that of timing, with the shipment coming as the iron ore price plummets. Peter Strachan says there's no way Roy Hill could have predicted the extent of the iron ore plunge, and the mine is likely to start its operations at a loss.
They will be trying to get their operating costs down below $40 a tonne, but clearly when they start up, just as Fortescue did, there'll be a lot of extra costs until they can get themselves up and running and into a sort of a comfortable running rate, and then they can start looking at knocking out costs that are remaining in the business. So I'm thinking that in fact the operating costs there are going to be well over $40 a tonne initially, which would, you know, at the current price of around about $40 for high grade product delivered, will mean that the all up costs there will be over the current price.
With the iron ore price likely to stay down, that could make business difficult for the new player.
In the absence of any, you know, remarkable recovery in demand for iron ore, which doesn't appear to be likely, the only way the market is going to rationalise is to drive out the high cost producers. So, I mean, you know, it'd be a terrible situation for Roy Hill to be coming onto the market and then 6 months down the track find it just can't even cover its costs and certainly can't contribute to its debt providers and needs to stop and renegotiate.
The wider iron ore industry is also expected to feel the impact of Roy Hill's entry into the market. Romano Salatena is a portfolio manager at Katana Asset Management.
Does the arrival of Roy Hill mean that the price will stay down longer?
The arrival of Roy Hill could mean that, but what it should mean is that a greater percentage of Chinese production is displaced. The Chinese haven't shut down a lot of their mines because they're virtually integrated with the Chinese steel mills. And until the steel mills themselves feel, you know, a level of pain where that they are forced into taking seaborne iron ore, we're going to see the displacements at a slower pace than otherwise would have expected. So I think the most likely outcome is that Roy Hill will force the acceleration of displacement of high-cost production out of China.
So it could be a good thing for the industry.
Yeah, look, it's never a good thing when you've got, say, that amount of ore coming on the market that's already oversupplied. But I certainly think that I would be more concerned if I was a high-cost Chinese producer than I would be if I was BHP, you know, Vale, Rio, FMG. Certainly some of the higher-cost, smaller players in WA, you know, and obviously Atlas comes to mind. I mean, this is not good for Atlas at the time when they're working to refinance and renegotiate their debt package. So, you know, there are some juniors out there that are really going to feel the pain, including, you know, BCI and the like. But I think for the majors, which, you know, is 98% of production, I think for them, this is something that they've truly factored into their equation.
That's Romano Salatena from Katana Asset Management, finishing that story from Claire Nichols.